If you all will please stand, we're going to ask Kathy Prather will be leading us in the prayer, and Representative Yvette Harrell will be leading us in the pledge.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for a free country in which we can come together and join together and talk about our government and be a part of the government. And we know that the principles that you've given us in our Constitution came from you, and we're a blessing and a gift from you. And Father, we ask that you bless our country and bring it back to our knees in front of you and glorify you with our lives. And Father, we ask that you would bless us again, bring our country to our knees in front of you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you'll join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy and Yvette. Okay, well, before we get too far, Coy, don't leave the room. Coy.
I'm going to try to get rid of that echo.
Am I echoing?
Yes.
My kids always used to say that too. Mom, quit saying that. Well, Coy, on behalf of the Otero County Conservatives, we would like to present you with these two flags.
Oh, no way.
Oh,
right.
Yes, way. We brought them in and they're too tall. So I think we may have to take the tops off of them. We'll figure a way, but we'd like to offer these to you and your church.
We thank you, and we'll keep them up here and
figure them out.
Great, thanks for them. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
Well,
appreciate thank you
it.
For that.
Well, thank you very much.
And once again, it's a real privilege and an honor to be able to host these meetings here, and as I share it with the church is blessed by it as well. So we're happy to host them.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And since we kind of got off to a little late, we'll kind of rush through a couple of things. Let me just make some brief, quick introductions. We have with us tonight a Representative Yvette Harrell. Y'all saw her up here earlier. Our County Treasurer, Kathy Prather, back there. Thank you, Kathy. Our County Commissioner, Susan Flores. I saw Susan. There you are. And Janet White, somewhere. Janet White's back there. And City Commissioner Susan Payne, I saw her somewhere. Oh, there you are, Susan. Okay. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all elected officials for showing up tonight. We have a really important meeting with our
Stephen Boyle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen Boyle.
He slouched down in the chair.
You were not standing up. You were like just... I was looking at you eye to eye, so I couldn't see you. Yeah, I normally...
Nobody wants to see
you. It's the lady that collects the taxes that nobody wants to see, but everybody loves to see Kathy. I'm sorry, Steve. Steve Boyle, our county assessor. Apologize for that, Steve. We're going to have a quick synopsis of the last city commission meeting, quick. By Rich Merrick is going to give us a little synopsis of what took place at our last city commission meeting. We will forego the county commission one because I'm sure that listening to the county people tonight will probably get bits and pieces of what they've heard from the last, I think they were all there, so they'll be able to tell you a little bit about what took place then. So, Rich, if you'd like to come up, this is Rich Merrick. I'm going to give a report on the city commission meeting.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Those of you who don't know me, I'm Rich Merrick. My big thing's Project Owner passed, but anyways. The city commission meeting on March the 8th to the 16th of this year was the first commission meeting for the newly elected commissioners and mayor. So Magistrate Judge Newton administered the oath of office for the newly elected representatives of the city. Two incumbents went back in, Jason Baldwin and
Al
Hernandez. Holy smokes, I'm losing it. The new city commissioners, Commissioner Susan Payne, Mayor Richard Boss and Commissioner Erica Martin. They were all took their seats upon the dais and started to do the business of the city. Prior to that, I just want to say a little bit that Mayor Pro Tem Robert Rentschler opened the meeting because, of course, the mayor had resigned as of March 1st. And I do want to say just the Mayor Pro Tem asked before he was leaving the dais because he was beaten by a worthy opponent. He asked to say a few words. They were very gracious. He was very dignified in what he had to say. And he thanked the city staff for all the hard work they did and the people of his district that allowed him to do the work that he did for the time that he was on the commission. And I have to say that he was super dignified and he was super honored. And so I have to give a little props to him for the way he handled himself. It was really, really excellent. There really wasn't a whole lot going on other than to put the new people in their positions. The only thing, the consent agenda was approved with number 11 being pulled out. Number 11 had to do with a change order connected to the desal plant by CDM Smith in the amount of $166,304.62. And what it concerned was the snake tank wells and monitoring wells. Now, there's been a little bit said about the snake tank well, number 5. It was actually drilled about 9 or 10 years ago, and it hasn't been used since. So it's been an inactive well, and so there was some discussion about why this needed to be refurbished. Brian Cesar, the Public Works Director, explained that that because of its inactivity, due to environmental regulations, they have to do certain things to that well, such as acid washing it and checking it and making sure that it's good to go and ready to pump. So that's that. The monitoring wells that will go along with the desal plant have not been drilled yet, so these are the reasons for these changes. Now, the money that they're talking about is money that's already been put out. It's part of the original monies that were allocated for the desal plant. So this isn't money that they're looking for from someplace else. It's actually money that's already been allocated. So it was interesting. Brian put out a lot of good information about it, and so that was probably the biggest issue of the whole night. It took us, amazingly, 1 hour to get through a city commission meeting. I don't think I've ever sat in one that's that short. Amazing.
Never.
The other thing, the other really couple other items, the recycling bins that were at the Civic Center and at the Public Works Yard, they're working on an intergovernmental agreement that the county's going to put bins there because the private company that had it before, they couldn't come to an agreement on it. So now the county's going to put recycling bins there, and the county will get the proceeds from the recycling. So that's a pretty good thing. And then the only other two things were volunteers for the New Mexico COG board. Al Hernandez was volunteered as the board member with Nadia Sykes as the alternate. And then there were three board openings for the Otero County Green Tree Solid Waste Authority Board. And those three people will be Jenny Turnbull, Erica Martin, and Susan Payne. And then the mayor appointed Teresa Carr to the Mayor's Committee on Aging. That was pretty much it. Like I said, the big item was the snake tank thing, and Brian Cesar put out a lot of good information about that. That's about it. It was very short, and it was, like I said, there wasn't a whole lot of big discussion going on at the last commission meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Dang, there should be more of those kind of meetings. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let us get down to business here. Tonight we have our four candidates for County Commission District 3, which is now seating Commissioner Ronnie Reardon. Those in ballot order are John Seacrest, Rick Wilson, Josh Reardon, and Lori B. So if you'll, Mr. John Seacrest, you're here. If you'll stand, please, so everybody can see who you are. Okay, thank you. Mr. Rick Wilson. There you go. Thank you.
I need to make a statement, though, ma'am. As of right now, I'm not running for office. I don't know if people are aware of, but be careful when you renew your driver's license is all I can tell you. But I'm currently in a dispute with the Secretary of State. Apparently, when I renewed my driver's license, I failed to check the box for my political affiliation, and so they put me down as declined to state. So as of this point right now, I'm an independent.
But
like I say, when you fill out your driver's license, be careful. I mean, you know, the first time I renewed my license, I wasn't even aware of it until I filed for office, so I'm glad I caught it. But I'm just wondering, everybody needs to know what. Now, I am currently in district court, and I'm going to have a hearing within the next 10 days at the court against the Secretary of State, but that's what's going on.
Thank you. All right. Josh Reardon. Josh Reardon's right here, and Lori Bees. All right. So, Mr. John Sechrist, I'm going to give you about 10 minutes. I'll give each one of you about 10 minutes to get up here, and we have a, if you want to stand up here, or we have a wireless mic, which is ever more easier, more comforting for you, and we'll let you talk, and then we'll let people ask you some questions.
Sounds wonderful.
All righty.
Thank you. It's very good to be here, and I appreciate you having the speak here in the House of the Lord. I'm John Sechrist. I've lived here since 1972, and I moved here because my father had the Tom's business and invited me to work with him, and I came over and really enjoyed the wholesale business, and we ran a good business for a number of years, and for about 12 to 14 years I ran up in the mountains. That's why I love the this area. And I think it's one of the most beautiful places in the entire world that I've ever been. And I've been to all the stores and sold to them for quite a while, learned a lot about the families and the ranchers and the and where it was. And I'd sometimes leave at 6:37 in the morning and get back about 9 or 10 o'clock back in Alamogordo. And that was 3 days a week for about that 12 to 14 years. So, we've always been self-employed, and I have too. I've never had to work for anyone else other than my family, other than when I was going to college and had to do what I could to support my family. And I've always enjoyed making my own decisions and coming and going as I chose. And so that's the kind of person I am. That's the kind of person I'm going to be. The day I die, I'll be like that. So there's nobody governs me. I want you to know that. I'll never be beholden to anyone on any issue that I'll be in front of. I'll deal with it with all the information I can get back inside and make a good decision for the goodness of all the people here. I believe in the government of the county as being the number one government in the United States of America. I think that we're supposed to be, as our Constitution told us, that we're supposed to take care of the little person first and the weakest get the best rights. And so it's changed a lot in this country, hasn't it? So we've got a lot of things going backwards, and I want all of the people to know in the mountains that I'd like to stay on your side and take all the input I can if I'm elected, and even before that, to make sure that our forests stay clean and stay safe. We've never had a problem before. We had a few fires up around Pinon and up there I used to see them, and it took about 15 years for that growth to grow back going into weed Sacramento, but it happens, and we were lucky we didn't lose a lot of it there. I've owned four businesses on the edges of this county. You know, this is the fifth largest landmass state in the union, and we're probably the third or fourth largest county in the state. One of my pet projects that I had a number of years ago when I ran and Michael Nivison won by 17 votes countywide, I was told by the county chair that what I wanted to do would never be done. And it'll never happen. Made the decision before I had the chance to tell the people about it. So I'm going to tell you what it is now. And if I'm elected, this is one of my views. And it's not has anything to do with number three, but all of us that intend to be commissioners and are fortunate enough to be elected to be a commissioner, we have to represent the entire county. So there's a state highway 13 that probably a lot of you don't know about. It connects Tula Rosa to Ingle. It puts us in the fishing grounds and puts them entire mountains in about 35 minutes. It only took about $1.5 million to bring it up to code, single lane on each side, where we could have gone and been where we needed to be instead of dragging a boat all the way down to Las Cruces, all the way up there, all the way up to Carrizozo, and all the way around to get there. It's ridiculous. I was told the government will never give you that. They'll never let it happen. But I don't believe that, because you know what? This town is made up of a lot of government employees and very intelligent people. There's a lot of them we're not even using. They don't even run for office. They don't do anything. But they've had a big, long life of being in charge of a lot of people. I think that those people would love to be helpful to this community. And you never know till you ask. I've been a salesman all my life, and you never know till you ask. If you don't ask for the sale, you'll never get the sale. And sometimes you have to ask three or four times for it. So I'm not going to give up. It took me 6 years to get through college. I was married when I was 17 years old. That was hard. I worked for $1.15 an hour. First job was 65 cents an hour. So nobody gave me anything except my father gave me a job, and I really appreciated it. I want to tell you about the first business I had up in the mountains. I took on a second business, and it was Johnny Shoeshine Stand the Mall. I couldn't get a shoeshine, so I went and I asked the mall up there. I said, "Would you have a shoeshine stand here?" And he said, "No, I don't." He said, "Why don't you put one in?" I said, "You mean it?" He said, "Yeah." So I did it. Ran it for about 4 years. Very enjoyable, very, very humbling. And I really enjoyed the heck out of it. And I had young ladies to shine the shoes and everything else. And Barn Door Market, Mayhill. Had it for 7 years. Mr. Horton built it. That was Hortonville. I owned the city at one time in my life. It was on every map in the United States of America. Hortonville. Sold it after 7 years. I loved it. That mural up there, we put that up there. I remodeled. I planted that tree right outside the deal. I put those metal wheels sitting in there now. And a person from the mountains rebought it, and they've done real well with it, and leased it out. My next business was Three Rivers Trading Post. It was all nailed up, hadn't been used for quite a while. I contacted the owner that had it. He said he didn't really have it for sale. I said, "Well, why not?" I said, "You're not using it, are you?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, why don't you sell it to me? I'll make some use of it." I said, "That's a historical landmark there. That's the place when the first bomb went off. That was set there as the crow flies, closest place." It was and I used to sell candy to them every week going up through there, potato chips. So I turned it back and worked for 2.5 years getting it fixed up. Every penny I had put it in, put $50,000 into it. By the time I got through, it was a viable business. And the little schoolhouse, we won't forget that. That's on the state register. Nobody says anything about it. It's beautiful. 10 molded on the roof, not one leak. 1898, from what I understand. It was a pleasure and a really a prideful thing to own that little business. Next, I had the Golden Spur outside of town. I enjoyed that. My dad always played music. Gary Stone was in the band also. And they allowed me to play harmonica once in a while when there weren't many people around and couldn't throw anything at me. And I really enjoyed it. And music was a big part of my life, so we had dances out there and enjoyed that too. My business I own now is, and my wife, she works as hard as I do, and always has, maybe harder. And I'm quite privileged to have a wife as hardworking and as good to me as she has been, and to take care of our children as well as she has. And it's called Secrets Market in Chaparral. Now, I know that this is the house of the Lord, and some people think that drinking a beer is not a good thing. All I know is that Jesus did his first miracle at the wedding at Canaan. So I have nothing against it, never did have anything against it. Over abusing anything, like weighing 500 pounds with a 150-pound frame, that's just as bad as drinking a beer, in my opinion. But I built that up. I have a petting zoo. Started with nothing. They tried to stop me from going in there. And I want to say this because I want to go to 5 commissioners if I'm elected. And I think it'll be done if I'm elected. We had three commissioners, always have. The only county in New Mexico has 60,000 population, hadn't gone to five commissioners. Right up here in Lincoln County, they got five commissioners, but it takes a 3-0 vote. I feel confident we'll get a 3-0 vote if I'm elected. What held me back was they wouldn't transfer my liquor license. So one of the commissioners played sick. The other commissioner, in my opinion, was bought off. And the other commissioner voted yes. 1-1 doesn't pass. Took me about 6 months to wait back on that. Cost me about $100,000 hard-earned dollars to come out of that. But I didn't give up. When I got through, I had $550 left in my pocket when they finished the building. I had to get Rick out here at the Pecan Farms to come in and finish it up with his contractor's license because nobody would help me out there. The main man that's in there, I'm not mentioning his name, he was against me coming in for two reasons. I'm not going to tell you why, but it had nothing to do with being a good Christian man, I'll tell you that for sure. So that's my opinion. I built that business up to be the largest seller of Budweiser products in four counties, Eddy, Lincoln, Lee, and Otero. I have a 20 by 50 building. I work probably 50, 60 hours a week easy. I'm not used to work. Everybody told me, oh, you work too hard, you got too many businesses, you won't show up. But when meetings are at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're not going to be there because you've been at the dance hall all night. That was another one. You know, nobody gave me a chance. I've had a lot of energy all my life. I've done a lot of things because I wanted to. This is a thing I wanted to do a long time ago and wasn't given the opportunity. So I'm asking you, if you don't have somebody to vote for right now that you know is going to do it, I'm here and I just want the chance. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Sechrist. Our next one, Mr. Wilson, would you like to speak? Do you think you have a chance? Do you want the opportunity?
You know, I don't feel at this point it might not be fair to these other candidates because I have no idea how the court's going to rule. And, you know, at this point, you know, I don't think it would be fair, you know, if you get somebody else in there, and we'll let them have their time.
Very well. I wanted to make sure.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, Josh Erden up next.
I'm Josh Erden, running for the District 3 County Commission seat.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Alamogordo. Been here my whole life. Got four generations of family that are still living here in Alamogordo. Was the District 4 City Commissioner for 5 years from 2009 until 2014. And I got out of politics in 2014, got beat by 18 votes. And so just decided it was time to get out of it and took 2 years off and kind of missed it over the last 2 years. So decided to throw my hat in the ring for this seat, give it a whirl and see how it goes. So it's after doing a little research on the county side of it, the county's business is completely different than the city business. It was kind of a eye-opener. There's a lot of different issues as far as city and county. So I've got to do a little catch-up. I haven't been down to the meetings like Lori has, but I'm going to do some catch-up here in the next couple of weeks and months and get up on the issues. So, and got a beautiful 3-year-old girl at home, and actually these last 2 years, that's been really fun raising her and being there. So, but that's about as much as I have to say on myself. So, but okay. Sorry, I'm short and sweet.
That is a man of a few words. Well, make it for Lori's height anyway, so it's okay. Oh, now you got it figured out. All right. Well, that is a man of a few words, so we'll go on then. Okay, now our next one is Lori Keyes.
At least you were long up there long enough for us to get a picture.
Good. Hi, everybody. Lori Bees. I'm running for District 3 county seat. And so I know you've all heard me speak before. Majority of you have, anyway. I'm usually given those city recaps and the county recaps. I actually got involved with the political side of things in our county and our city a couple years back. I was the secretary for the Republican Party of Otero County under Rocky's teachings there, and I really enjoyed that. And then I came over here with the conservatives once we were no longer over there, and it's just been a whole lot of fun. The city meetings are fantastic as far as watching the show. The county meetings, I think, are very, very impressive, the way that they handle the public by comparison to the city. It's just a more inviting environment. You definitely feel like you're part of the solution for the things that are going on in the county. And I want to be part of that solution. I've been attending the county commission meetings for a year now, and I've spoken to a lot of the people in the county, and I've spoken to a lot of the ranchers, and had some conversations about the things that are going on, and I really feel like it's time. You know, I've invested 2 years of my life into learning about the things that are going on, and I really want to make a difference. A little bit about me personally. I've lived here for 25 years. I moved here when the stealth came. I had married my first husband, and we moved from Las Vegas, Nevada out here, and bought our home. And I actually paid that off as a single mom a couple of years back. So that tells you about how I am with money. I'm not going to be spending a whole lot of yours if I can help it. definitely be citing that Janet's pretty frugal too when she's dealing with our tax dollars, and it's much appreciated. Thank you. So that's definitely on my agenda, is to make sure that the tax money is going to the right places in the right amounts. I also want to actually foster a relationship between the city and the county. I know that's something that's definitely been needed for a long time. Not necessarily a hand-holding situation. I know somebody actually cited me the other day when I was mentioning that, and they said, you know, well, how do you manage to do that, you know, without costing either side more money? I'm not talking about crossing funds. I'm talking about when there's projects that are being done, things like roads. You have a road that's coming into from the county into butts up against a road in the city. There's no reason why you can't contact the city and say, hey, look, we're getting ready to run this length of road, and we're getting ready to run into butt right up against a city road. If it's a road that needs to be paved and you know that you're getting ready to do it, why not call the city? Have a meeting with them. Let them know that we're getting ready to work in that general area if they're interested in doing the same thing at the same time, so that we can have a nice seamless transition for the people who live in that area. Then why not do it? You know, these are simple things. It doesn't take a whole lot to make a phone call, get a meeting together, talk to these people. You know, you guys are the ones who put us in office. You're the ones who trust us to do the things that you need us to do with your tax money. I'm not there for any special agenda on my part. I'm there to be your voice. You know, I want to work with everybody. So I definitely need some input. I'm looking for your vote. It's all Republicans in the primary, so this thing gets decided in the primary. So I think all of us are going to be asking for your vote on or before June 7th. So thank you for listening. If you have any questions, I'll be here all night. Thanks.
Guys are fast. No kidding. Okay, so we will open up for questions. We've got a hot mic back there. Hot mic has the hot mic. All right.
Poor mic.
Okay.
Hot mic.
Oh, hot mic doesn't have a hot mic.
You killed that one.
Did I kill that one?
You killed that one.
Thanks. It's a good thing his name was. Sandwich. Good thing Gary didn't have it. It wouldn't have worked that well. Okay, so everybody got their questions, got them going in their heads. You can ask it of a particular candidate, or you can open the question up and have all three of the candidates answer the question. So,
should we sit on the hot seat?
So you can sit on the bench. You can stand up. You can do whatever. So, have we got somebody with a? Are we looking for a mic?
I'm not sure.
You've been a good boy. point.
Lightning strikes.
I know, right?
Are we looking for what?
Yeah, that
Rich,
would be
you talk loud enough.
I have a question, and I do have a big mouth, so I think these okay. guys be able to hear me all right.
Okay, then we'll get the mic to the question coming.
Let me go move them.
I have a question for all three of y'all, actually. Lori touched on it a little bit about cooperation between the city and the county. And it's been in the news. It's been a big issue here lately, PSAP being one of them. But there are other issues between the county and the city. And in general, what I'm getting at is whether or not you're in agreement or for city and county working together in certain areas, and how would you go about forming that communication or that bond between the city and the county? And if you're against the city and the county working together, why?
Good one. Oh, I know. Actually, I'm very much for the city and the county working together. I mean, as I said before, I believe that quarterly meetings, I think that it's not unrealistic to have everybody meeting, make it an open meeting, advertise it out to the public, quarterly meetings between the commission, department heads, from both sides, and just have a conversation about the projects that are going on. Things that need to be taken care of, things that are already happening, you know, and open it up to the public so that they can come in and find out what's going on, what's not going on, and some of the things that we're looking to try to fix.
I agree with Lori on that. The city and the county do need to work together because ultimately Alamogordo is Otero County. When I was a seated city commissioner, we tried numerous times, and the two commissions would sit down and we'd talk and we'd agree, but then as soon as the commissions kind of let the pressure off staff, things just kind of seemed to go by the wayside and never got accomplished. So if I do get elected to this position, I feel that I've got a very good working relationship with, I think, four of the seated commissioners on that side. There's three of the new ones that I haven't worked with personally, but four of them I have, and I think that would be a good way to get that relationship started. And I agree with Lori, maybe a quarterly meeting or maybe twice a year meet with them. An example of all the entities working together is, Susan pointed on it the other day, the Solid Waste Authority Board. It's probably the one time in history that Lincoln County, Otero County, Alamogordo, and Greentree all have come together, and it works, and it has a huge amount of cash in the bank. And it just seems to work correctly. And if city and county government could work like that housing or like that board does, then it'd be a better place to live. So, but thank you.
You want in there?
No, you're fine.
Right, sir. We could dance too.
I'm really impressed with Lori's speaking ability. She's a wonderful speaker.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And I told you that. I think that if you want to have a winning team, you need to get everyone available that's interested play. In order to do that, you have to have the best person at each position. I was fortunate enough in Carlsbad to be on three state championship baseball teams when I was a little boy. Two in 58-59 Carlsbad Little League, and then in Babe Ruth League, and also, a fourth time, but it doesn't count. We didn't have to play a game to win. If we want to have a winning community, we need to get away from all the argumentation among each other and try to find out what's the solution and what's the best for the town. That's what I would be for. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't matter to me a bit. It doesn't matter to me what color you are. It doesn't matter to me what church you go to. Are you going to be a player on the team? Are you going to give it for the team? You're going to show up all the time. You're going to suit up. You can't win if you don't show up and suit up. So there's a lot of people out there that need to be there and help out. And a fool doesn't listen to every word that's spoken.
I've got a pilot project for you guys on this. Two county commissioners, a city councilman. The county's going to pay from La Luz to the county line, or to the city limits on Florida. The worst part of Florida is between the city limits and scenic. Why don't we work together and get that taken care of when we're doing La Luz to the city limits?
Suggestion.
I'd like y'all to think about this in office, all right?
Got a comment on that. When I was seated as a city commissioner, Mayflower Drive, I've got a number of contractors that live out the end of that. There's a little higher end subdivision out there. And when I first got on the commission, it was the same thing. You had, I think there was about a mile and a half of it was county road, and they were going to chip seal it. And the city had just spent $1 million on Lavelle, and there was 6/10 from Lavelle to the county line. And Otero County approached, you know, at the time it was my uncle on there. He approached me, and he's, you know, and I said, hey, why don't we, and we did work in conjunction on that, and the city paid for the material. The county did the labor since they were already there. It cost the city about $15,000 to pave that 6/10 of a mile.
This is a two-block stretch.
Yeah, and so it's possible for the city and county to work together on that. You just got to get that line of communication open to them.
And, you know, even further than that, I know we keep talking about on board only, and that's because we live here. And you know, I've been going to the city meetings, too. So when I talk about the county interface with the city, I usually end up talking about Alamogordo. But there are other cities within that section of the county. You know, there's Tularosa, there's Cloud Cross. You know, we need to make sure, and there's plenty of other places out even farther than that. We need to make sure that we're working with all of these communities. It's not just about Alamogordo. It's about the entire county. We need to make sure that when we're doing anything out in the county, that we're talking to the people who live in that area. Maybe they need to be working on something too in conjunction with the amount of time, you know, that we're doing, whatever it is that we're doing out there too. You know, these people live in the county. They expect to be represented by the people that they put into office. And if we don't provide that service to them, then there's no reason for us to be there.
Somebody go.
Okay.
I want to follow up on Rick's question. And it's not specifically directed to you three. I also note, as has been noted, that there are two city county commissioners, a former county commissioner, four candidates, and a current city commissioner in the room. And every time elections come around, particularly whether it's city or county, the question comes up about the relationship between the city and the county, and the pledge is from whatever candidate sitting there, we're going to make it better. I want to make the relationship better between the city and the county. And then you talk about what it is, and Lori's made some fabulous suggestions as to communication type things. What I want to understand is, why is there a problem at all? Is it a personality conflict that has gone on from commission to commission to commission? Is it a... my perception has always been that the city of Alamogordo is the center of the county, and it's where most of the people live. So is it that Alamogordo thinks, as a city commission perhaps, that it's better than the county because we've got all the money, we've got all the people? Or is it that the county thinks we own Alamogordo? There's so many variables because Alamogordo is in the county. And there's so many things that should work together. And the statement that you guys are making is absolutely valid. We need to work together. And like I said, I can't figure out why we're not. Any ideas? You say you want to make it better.
How?
What do you think is the thing that is wrong that would be needed to be corrected to make it better?
It's a trick question.
It isn't. I'll take it from you.
To answer your question, that is a hard one. And, you know, spending 5 years in there, honestly, I couldn't tell you the exact answer on that. You know, whenever we were in there, we hired a police chief to try to fix the relationship between DPS and the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, because when it was Sammy Trujillo and John Blancett, they just butted heads all the time. So, you know, both those went by the wayside, and here we are, we've got another guy and Benny in there, and they always seem to butt heads. And then another guy and him and Benny butt heads. And this PSAP issue is along the same lines. It's you know, going when I was in office in 09, we were sitting in Santa Fe talking about that issue, and it had been going on for 5 years prior to that.
Right.
So I don't know the answer to that question. And a line of communication is a big, big one, but I think it is. It's kind of a macho, you're stepping on our toes type of deal, and it needs to go by the wayside. You know, like I say, if I'm elected to this seat, I work very well with four of them up there. Three of them I don't know a whole lot about yet, but more than willing to work with them. And the last 2 years, and some of y'all may hate me for this comment, but the issue that the city and the county had was due to a former mayor, because she'd go over there, step on toes, try to go up, tell them how to cut their forests up in the mountains, you know, stuff like that. So, but hopefully...
Judge, I got to tell you, that's the most honest answer I've heard from a politician in I don't know when. When you said it might be a macho thing, I think that's the answer.
It is.
I think that's also the start of the solution.
It is.
Just to recognize.
Thank you.
Not to cut off the...
No, and that's fine, because quite honestly, I don't care what the problem is. I don't care what the issue was. All I know is that we need to fix it now, whatever it was. It needs to be resolved. It needs to go away. Whatever the little problem is that has caused this needs to stop. You know, we are elected by the people in order to represent the people. And I don't care if it's an ego issue. I don't care if it's a, you know, somebody is stepping on my toes or any of that. Work together. These people all need to be represented. And they need to have these things done, period. I don't care if you're upset about something that happened before. This is now, and we need to move forward and stop dragging the history around if you've got an issue. That's just how it should be.
Well,
I'm clapping
for
that one.
Thank you.
As a citizen of the county and the city, I live on the Mr. Tanich's house on the top of the Thunder Road, and so I'm right on the cusp of the city and the county. I read the daily news every day. I haven't seen much what I've heard here about competition between the city and the state. As being a regular citizen reading the paper and listening to the radio, I don't seem to feel that there's any contention that I've been aware of. You know, men started all the darn wars in the world, and in a word I want to use, that's the way we are. And I often said if a woman ever became president, we wouldn't have all these wars, but I'm not so sure, and we don't have the proper one, in my opinion, this time to take over. But you know what? Sometimes it just pays attention to get two guys and get them on the mat and get it over with, and that's the way you settle your differences. But I don't know of anything what you've been talking. That was news to me. You've been there a lot of times when I haven't. Of course, I don't show up to the meetings and commission meetings, and I'm an outside source at this point. And I think I have a good view of the normal citizen around. But there's a lot of people that go to meetings all the time, all the time, all the time. And I notice that some people get so agitated over these meetings. Just like watching all the debates on TV the last darn 3 months. I mean, it keeps us so upset all the time. But that's the way to solve problems. This is America. This is the greatest country that's ever been devised. We all know that. We wouldn't be here today trying to do something for this small community.
Can I give a little history on that, Bill? Don't want anybody mind. As a past commissioner, Where the rubber meets the road is, there are two different kinds of government. The county government is proposed to do life, health, safety issues. The city government is charged with quality of life issues. The city government doesn't fund the hospital or the jail. The county does that, okay? But the county doesn't provide the library and the golf course and some of the quality of life issues. So they're really set up. They're both to represent the citizens that voted them in, and in the county commission's case, a lot of them, the majority of them live in the city. But there are some rural folks as well. Not all of them are rural. Jill Rose, Cloudcroft, You know, it's not quite a 50-50 split, but you're trying to accomplish two different goals. So what happens between the two, and it's a little swagger going on there, okay, well, you want to use my jail? It's X amount of dollars. So now if I offend you, then guess what? You're using my dog pound.
Right.
Now guess what you're going to cost a dog? So you get those kind of things going on, and, okay, well, we're going to charge county residents an extra fee to go play golf at the golf course because they're not city residents. They don't pay tax. Well, you know, they do. So that's been, I can tell you, when I was there, we tried to have co-meetings, and everywhere we could agree, just like we're talking about solid waste, there's a lot of common ground. But there's also a lot of ground that will never be common. But that's where it takes. You can't get your feelings hurt. You charge your partner a fair rate for what the going deal is at the jail. Everybody tries to take care of health care. You got to have a really big heart and be willing to get a few bruises on it. But it can be done.
Well, Doug,
and these are great folks to get it done.
Absolutely. And what you're saying, I've heard exactly in relationship to the library many times, that the city funds the library and the county gets it for free. Well, we also get used to the jail for free and this free, you know what I'm saying? But and it goes back and forth.
But the
and
distinction is,
there's a lot of growing up that could be
well,
done.
Here's what always got me. If you live in the state of Florida, you know what you are? You're a county resident.
Exactly.
That.
Okay, so there's no dissemination.
Correct.
If you live inside this county, you're a county resident.
Well, not
and the
only
county
that,
commission represents you.
But, I mean, it goes farther than that, Doug. I mean, where do the people who live in the county come to shop?
So I mean, no, exactly.
You start talking about paying taxes. They may not give us property taxes, but they do pay us through the GRT.
Absolutely.
They're shopping.
Well, then, see, because I live a mile and a half outside of town, I own a lot of real estate here. I own business. I'm a job. I'm a businessman. I pay lots of taxes in town, but I don't get to vote in the city election because guess what? My head hits a pillow a mile and a half south here. So there's some inequity there, but I think if folks keep in mind their heart, you know, and do the right thing for everybody, because there is a right thing for everybody. It's just you have the willpower to make that decision.
My point, and I appreciate what everybody said, but my point was that every time that we have an election come around, we always hear, whether it's a city commissioner or a county commissioner, say we need to fix the relationship, but the relationship continues the way it is. And that was the purpose of my question, was to get exactly the answers that came out so that maybe a fix could actually take place. So that was my point. I think you all did very well on it. Thank you.
Steve Boyle's got a question?
It's kind of a quick comment. And I just want you to know this could be a turning point right now. I've had a couple discussions with Richard Voss, the new mayor of the city, and he said to me both times I talked to him that he's interested in getting a relationship which is closer with the county. There's more collaboration. There's more talking. Now, I have nothing against the prior mayor, but I never heard that come out of her mouth when I spoke or when we spoke together. Richard said that to me, and then he asked me, since I'm with the county, I'm new, I don't have all the answers, of course. He said, who do I talk to? And I says, I think you need to talk to whoever becomes the next person sitting on the county seat, because they're new and they might have their ears more open, and then we can do that. But unless he's lying to me, which I don't believe that, I was looking him right in the eye, I think he wants to reach out to the county. I think there's a great chance for the county and the city to work closer. And being part of the Board of Counties, it does work better in other counties than it does here, from what I've heard from talking to some.
Absolutely.
So there is plenty of room to grow, and I'm just hoping that you guys want to reach out the other way, of, you know, and do it.
Winner of the night here, a great comment and a great eye-opener for everyone.
Sure. We're going to go back here.